When you open your heart, it opens you to receiving more. I mean, it makes logical sense, right? If your heart is really shielded, you can't receive a lot, can you? No, because you're blocking yourself from receiving. So sometimes things happen in our lives where it melts away our protective barriers, our shields. And that can be scary at first, but it opens us up to receiving so much more. Welcome back to the Magic of Transformation podcast. I am your host, Stephanie Zeller. If you are tuning in today, you are here for a really, really special treat. Every month I do these energy updates where I channel in the four themes that you are most likely to experience for the month ahead. This month is a very, very powerful month. There is so much potential for personal transformation in this month. So if you have tuned in, you are meant to be here. And I strongly encourage you to stay until the end because you never know which bit of information is most meant for you. Most people that listen to these energy updates will listen to them twice in a month. What you want to do is listen all the way through and then keep it in your back pocket. So if you do experience something difficult or emotional this month, you can listen to it again because I promise you when you are in that moment of difficulty or contraction, this episode will massively support you. It is so helpful to have context for what is going on with certain things. Sometimes we can be hit with what feels like unpredictable events and changes in our lives. And it's almost this kind of like what the fuck moment is going on. And that is where these energy updates come in handy. They give you context and show you exactly what is going on underneath the surface and how to work with those things. I am a coach and course creator. You can find all of my life-changing courses at thetransformationschool.com. I end up working with so many podcast listeners. I would love to work with you. You can find out how, again, at thetransformationschool.com. And if you would like to win a one-on-one magic session with me where I sit down and use my intuitive gifts and abilities as well as my coaching skill sets to help you get more clarity in your life, all you have to do is leave a five-star written review on Apple and you will be automatically entered in to win a one-on-one magic session with me. The drawing for that will be at the beginning of September of 2024. And no matter where you are listening, I super appreciate your five-star reviews. If you enjoy the podcast, be sure to give me a five-star review and subscribe so that you will not miss any future episodes. All right, July of 2024. Let's dive on in. So here we are in July. July is going to be, I think, one of the more pivotal months of the year. And here's why. No matter how self-aware that we are, or how self-aware we think we are, self-aware meaning just of our life and what we're thinking and feeling and what we want, no matter how self-aware we think we are, there comes these pivotal moments in time when we realize that we weren't fully seeing something. Something in some way has been hidden from our awareness, from our eyes. And in these pivotal moments, we have a sudden realization, an aha moment, and we see what we weren't previously seeing. When we finally see that thing, when we finally have this aha moment, we then always, pretty much always, have a decision to make. Will we honor this new information and use it to change our life? Or will we put our head in the sand, ignore our heart's calling, and continue onward to afraid of changing things? One way, the way of change, leads to something that is possibly scary, probably hard, but ultimately new and expansive and amazing and a life filled with more joy and magic. The other way, the way of ignoring, leads to deeper shutdown of our heart, leads to deeper shutdown of our intuition, leads to deeper shutdown of ourselves and our longing. And more shutdown over time the more we ignore our heart's calling, ignore our revelations, don't make the changes that we know that our heart is calling out to us to make, the more we do this, the more shutdown we experience over time. And more shutdown over time always leads to one thing, and that is more suffering. A lot of times we think if we avoid change and we put our head in the sand that we're actually avoiding suffering by doing that. But no, that way always leads to deeper suffering. Putting our head in the sand, not making concise decisions, always leads to more suffering. This month, July, will contain a pivotal moment, a realization for you that is tied to your deep desire or longing, something that your heart, your soul is deeply craving or desiring or longing for. You will realize something that you long for but haven't been getting or receiving. And in that moment will come your decision. What will you do with this realization? Will you be bold and make a change even if the change is scary? Or will you deny, ignore, and shut down to what your heart is revealing to you? This is the core question of July of 2024. And the main thing I want you to be thinking about as we go through these four themes more in depth. Something is going to be revealed to me about my longing and what I really want, like what I really want in life or what I really want from whatever it may be, because for everybody, for all of us, it's going to be a little different. But ultimately, deep down, it's about something that we really want and need and desire. And something that in some way we haven't been getting. And that's partially because of us. Of maybe, you know, a way that we haven't put our foot down, or we haven't been asking for it, or we don't have a life set up to receive it. Something that we're doing is in some way limiting us from receiving what we really, really want and long for. And this month, we can make decisions to change that so that we can open up to receiving what it is that we really long for and desire. So write this down, you know, like write this down on a post-it note. What do I long for? What do I desire? And how can I be bold and make the decision this month to give myself what I'm craving, to make the change that I need? And again, sometimes these decisions, these changes can be hard. And yeah, that's part of it. That's part of life, right? But if we ever want to receive the thing that our heart is longing for, we have to make the changes required. So keeping that in mind now, let's move on to these four themes, because all these themes have kind of like a thread to this question. And yet there is so much in each one of these themes. I mean, these themes are really powerful and big, like each one of them. So there's going to be so much information here in this episode for you. I'm so excited to walk through these four themes with you and see how they can support you this month. So let's go ahead and dive right in. Okay, so theme number one is a growing amplification of what you long for and desire. So there's like this growth, this growing desire for what you long for, and a possible restlessness or growing unease that certain things haven't, quote, happened yet. An amplification of what you long for and desire, and a possible restlessness or growing unease that certain things haven't happened yet. We all know what it feels like to want certain things, and we wait and wait and wait, and then they just like haven't happened. And then all of a sudden, sometimes we reach these breaking points where we're just like, oh, I can't believe this hasn't happened yet. Is this ever going to happen? So here's what theme number one wants to impart to you. Theme number one wants to tell you, the universe wants to tell you that you haven't been forgotten. What you desire is coming. What you desire is coming. When we desire certain things, when we're manifesting certain things, sometimes when they haven't come in yet, it's because there are lessons for us still to learn. So what we want to do with theme number one is we want to open up to our current lessons. What is happening around you? What can you learn from this experience, this time right now, where what you're really wanting and craving or what you're manifesting hasn't yet come in? And if you have taken my workshop, Your Life's Work, then you have access to all sorts of manifestation tools to help you really dive into learning like what the lessons are here. You can actually just work up a complex manifestation using my very detailed workflow, and that will reveal to you so much in terms of what lessons you are learning and where you still have to grow, and it will accelerate your manifestation. For those of you that haven't taken my workshop, Your Life's Work, and by the way, if you're interested in that, you can find out more about that at thetransformationschool.com and look at courses and then scroll down to Your Life's Work. In Your Life's Work, we dive deep, deep, deep into manifestation. If you don't have access to those tools, haven't taken that workshop, then I would suggest that you journal and just journal as much as possible to identify what lessons you still have to learn while you are waiting for your manifestation to come in, or indeed what changes or decisions that you need to make for this manifestation to come in. And, you know, again, it's like manifestation kind of implies like a tangible thing, like a thing that's coming to you, but this could be just a feeling even, like a feeling of happiness or peace that you're longing for. So you want to open up to the current lessons that are here for you, but also you want to notice how in many ways you actually have what you need right now. When I left my previous career of dentistry and I was transitioning into my new business of coaching and teaching these really amazing online courses that you can find at the Transformation School, when I very, very first started this back in like 2018, I had a period of time where I wasn't making a lot of money in my new venture, my new business. And for a long time, I was just like really struggling with that and feeling like I want to make more money and this doesn't feel great. And something that I practiced all the time was when I would kind of spin out and be like, I don't have this thing that I feel like I really need. And I would be in a panic because for you, that may not be money. For you, that may be like love. For you, that may be people noticing you. For you, that may be health or wellness. For you, right? Like it could be so many things. So when I would be spinning out, I would just come back to the present moment, and I would just ask myself, am I okay right now? Right here in this moment, do I have what I need? And it was, man, 99 to 100% of the time I did, I was okay. I had what I needed in that moment. Yes, I wanted more. You know, yes, like I had some debt. Yes, there was some constraint going on. Like you may be, for instance, like let's say it's your health, you may be unhealthy or unwell right now. And you're asking yourself, do I have what I need? And you may be thinking, well, I'm unhealthy right now. So no, I don't. But right now in this moment, are you okay? Like in this very moment, right now, here in this moment, are you okay? Do you have what you need right now? Yeah, you may not be in 100% health, but like, are you okay? Are you okay in this moment? Chances are, yes, you are. So we want to just really draw our consciousness, our awareness back into the present moment and just ask ourselves, how am I okay right now? In this moment, do I have all that I need? And when you can do that, what happens is you begin to grow your gratitude for the present moment. And what you find is that what you're really desiring and longing for, you actually have already here in this present moment. You have access to it in this present moment. In this present moment, you're doing okay. You're doing fine. You may even be doing great. And when you can come back into the present moment and you can realize all that you already have and you can have gratitude for it, it can release you from that growing unease. It can release you from the panic. And the more we can come back to that present moment and we can just breathe into that and we can notice that we are okay in the here and now, the more we really do feel like a sense of peace and we feel alleviated from that growing unease and that burden of wanting more. And finally, you can settle into the beauty that the present moment has to offer you. Now, there's four key things that I want you to take away here with theme number one: an amplification of what you long for and desire, and a growing restlessness or unease that certain things haven't happened yet. Number one, don't deny what you long for. Don't suppress it or try not to desire it. I remember a couple years after I started coaching, I had a client of mine that said, I want this so bad. I want X so bad. What she wanted was she wanted to grow her business. And she was feeling anxious about it, that it wasn't growing fast enough. And she said to me, how can I just stop desiring that? Like, how can I release my desire for that? That is a suppression of desire, and that never works. Our desires, our longing for certain things are holy. They are sacred. We desire them for a reason, and the reason we desire them is because we're meant to have them. Let me just repeat that. Your desires, your longings for certain things are sacred and holy. The reason you desire that thing is because you are meant to have it. You are meant to have it. You are meant to have it. And not only are you meant to have it, but it's possible for you. We wouldn't desire things that were impossible for us. Now, of course, we have to take certain actions and do certain things in order for that possibility to become a reality. And that is the science and art of manifesting. And manifesting, of course, is not just thinking positive thoughts and waiting around sitting on our couch waiting for things to happen. In the science and art of manifestation, we do take action. But you would not want these things deep down in your heart and in your life if you weren't meant to have them and if they weren't possible for you to have. So the last thing you want to do is deny it or repress it or pretend like you don't want it. It never works, you guys. I mean, I've seen so many people try and do this and they are just miserable because then they end up living inauthentically. They're hiding parts of themselves. I mean, that is inauthentic. So you want to acknowledge, like, yes, I do want this and I'm going to continue allowing myself to want it. But also number two, I'm going to trust that it's coming in perfect timing. I'm going to trust that it's coming in perfect timing. As I said at the beginning of theme number one, you haven't been forgotten. What you desire is coming. So number two thing I want you to take away with theme number one is trust that it is coming in perfect timing. And then number three is, in the waiting, you're going to look at what lessons are being offered. What lessons are being offered to me right now? What do I still have to learn as I'm waiting? And number four is, what is actually already here for you? How in this moment do you already have what you are longing for? How are you already okay in this moment? How are you already being taken care of by the universe and by yourself and by life in this moment? Those are the four things that you really want to take in. Maybe write these down, digest them, journal about them, really be thinking about them. This is how you work with theme number one. So quick summary here. Theme number one is an amplification of what you long for and desire and a possible growing restlessness or unease that certain things haven't happened yet. What you want to do with theme number one is you want to acknowledge what you want. You don't want to deny what you long for. You don't want to suppress it and try not to desire it. You want to trust that it's coming in perfect timing. In the waiting, you want to look at what lessons are being offered to you, what you still have to learn, and maybe even what actions you still need to be taking. And you want to ask yourself what is already here for you in the present moment and how in this present moment you are already being taken care of. You already have what you need. Everything is okay. How is the universe? How is life already taking care of you right here, right now? When you can focus on that and really take that in, it shifts you out of that frenetic dog paddling, longing, anxiety, panic energy into an energy of fullness and nourishment and gratitude. Okay, so let's take that all in with a nice big deep breath through your nose and a big sigh out of your mouth. Theme number two is great change is afoot, which may bring emotional turmoil. Let the change occur. There may be some upheaval this month. There may be some unexpected things that occur. There may be some emotional turmoil. That's just like the energy of July. And I mean, you've probably already experienced a great deal of emotional turmoil here in 2024. So for you, this may be nothing new, but it's likely there will be some emotional turmoil this month. Here's what you want to do with that. You want to let the change in this emotional turmoil break your heart wide open and melt away your defenses. You want to open up to vulnerability. The change that is afoot here is to open your heart so that you can ultimately receive more beauty and bounty. Think of it like this. We're all walking around with our hearts encased in a shielding. Like there's a defensive layer. There's this outer layer covering our hearts, and that layer got put there by all of our defense mechanisms, by all of our hurts and our wounds in the past. Sometimes what happens is something happens in our lives. There's some change, emotional turmoil that starts to shatter that shield that is encasing our hearts. We can either resist that and actually build up another layer of defensive shielding, or we can let the current situation melt the shield. And that's what you want to do this month. Because when you melt that shield, it opens up your heart. And when your heart is open, it is now more open and able to receive. Receive the things that you are wanting. Receive feel-good feelings. Receive love. Receive beauty. Receive bounty. When you open your heart, it opens you to receiving more. I mean, it makes logical sense, right? If your heart is really shielded, you can't receive a lot, can you? No, because you're blocking yourself from receiving. So sometimes things happen in our lives where it melts away our protective barriers, our shields. And that can be scary at first, but it opens us up to receiving so much more. So to let the change that occurs in this month and the emotional turmoil, to let it work means you want to let it break your heart wide open. Don't guard, defend, hide, deny, or push away what's happening. Use your support and tools to feel everything and let your usual defense patterns melt away. Rumi said, "The wound is where the light enters." It is so often, more often than not, through hurting, through our old wounds being triggered, through change, through emotional turmoil, that we are able to grow, evolve, and expand and let our defense patterns melt away so that the light can enter in. The wound is where the light enters. So yeah, there's probably going to be some emotional turmoil this month, and maybe by the time you're listening to this, you're already feeling that. And the key here is that you want to let it occur. You want to let the change occur. But here's the thing, and I really want you to hear this. You don't have to do it all alone. This month, when we are opening ourselves to feeling all of this emotional turmoil and letting it move through us and letting it melt away our barriers and our shield around our hearts, you also want to receive the support from others. You want to let others support you. So in order for others to support you, that means that you have to share with others what you're going through. You have to open up. You have to be in some vulnerability. You have to allow and receive support from others. You want to let the situation move and open you. And that is going to lead you into greater connection and love shared with those around you. We are all connected, ultimately. We are all one. If you let your heart open, you will see this more and feel this more this month. You will feel like the unity consciousness. You will feel love connecting you. with others. And it will be a great, beautiful softening. And that's what we want this month. So as you experience any change, sudden shifts, or emotional turmoil, you just want to remember the last thing I want to do is resist this. What I really want to do is let this soften me. Let this open me to receiving more. And in order for me to do that, I need to also make sure that I have tools and that I have support and that I let people support me. And of course, if you don't have support, you want to get some on board, right? Find a therapist, call somebody that cares about you. You can look at my courses at thetransformationschool.com. You can schedule a one-on-one magic session with me. I would love to be of support to you, but just make sure you are supported in some way. Because if you don't feel supported, you won't be able to soften. You won't be able to let this emotional turmoil move through you. You won't be able to process. So you want to make sure you have support on board so that you can work with this theme appropriately. Because again, if you don't, then you're just going to shield more and become more shut down. This month as a whole is very much like, am I going to open to life and to kind of sometimes the aggressive energy of life and the upheaval and all the things? Or am I going to continue to shut down and bury my head and pretend like it's not happening and numb out more and more and more? That is like your big kind of question this month. And you're bold, you're strong enough. Sometimes if we feel like we can't face what's happening, it's because we don't have enough support. So just find support so that you can face what's happening and you don't have to shut down more and more. Because as I said at the very beginning, the more we shut down, the more suffering we ultimately experience and endure. So it may feel easier in the moment to, you know, be distracted and try and ignore what's happening or try and do it all alone. But if you allow that shielding to build up more and more and you become more and more shut down, it's only going to lead to one thing, and that is more suffering. And that's what we want to avoid. So we want to do the hard work now so we don't have to do even harder work later. Okay? Okay. And that's the great paradox, right? Like, we often avoid difficult emotions in the moment because we think that we are somehow saving ourselves from experiencing the difficult emotions. But every time we do that, it's like we are pouring more boiling water into this pot of boiling water. And at some point, it's going to explode. So what we want to do is we want to pour out that water so that we don't get to that boiling over point, so that ultimately there's not more suffering we have to contend with later. It's always best to face what's happening in the moment, because if you put it off, you are inevitably going to have to deal with that later. Theme number two, great changes afoot, which may bring emotional turmoil. Let the change occur. Let the change break your heart wide open and melt away your defenses. Because remember, the change that is afoot is here to open your heart so you can ultimately receive more. As usual, the themes are always in support of you, even the ones that are a little bit harder to endure. The ones that are harder to endure have a bigger payoff on the other side, I promise you. So let's go ahead and breathe into theme number two. Big deep breath through your nose and an exhale through your mouth. Okay, theme number three is very much tied to theme number one and two and the month as a whole. And it's kind of just in a way reiterating it, although it adds a little bit of nuance here. So theme number three is, this month will be unpredictable. Just surrender. Each unpredictable thing that occurs is like a new sudden wave washing over. As it washes over you, it cleanses you, making you new and stronger than before. Let the waves wash over. I've used this analogy on the podcast before, but if you have like a giant wave coming at you, it never works to fight it. Like, it never works to fight the wave. You want to just surrender. And surrender doesn't mean that you don't do anything and that you put your head in the sand and that you totally ignore what's going on and that you let the wave like kill you. No, surrender means you acknowledge what's happening. You just simply acknowledge and accept what is happening. You say, okay, if this is happening, it must be meant to. And I am here for it. I'm here to learn. I'm here to let it grow and evolve me. And I'm here to be guided to my next action. and I'm going to flow into what's happening. I'm not going to resist it. I'm not going to fight it. I'm not going to argue with it. I'm not going to be angry about it. I'm going to relax into it and trust life, trust that it has something to show me. And then you let the wave kind of wash over you, because the wave isn't going to last forever. Every unpredictable thing that happens this month is like another wave that is washing over you, but each time it washes over you, it cleanses you, it melts your defenses, it opens your heart more and more. So you may be at a point when you're listening to this, or maybe if you listen to it again later in the month, you may be at this point where you're like, okay, I've had a lot of waves wash over me and I'm really exhausted. But if you think about it, each wave is helping you in some way. It is helping you grow stronger. It is showing you things that you weren't seeing before. It is liberating you. So you want to trust each unpredictable thing, each moment of emotional turmoil. You want to look at each one as just another wave that is washing over. And you want to let it wash over you. You want to let it cleanse you, because it is making you new and stronger than before. So I think here with theme number three, it's just really helpful if you can keep this visual in your mind of July is going to be unpredictable. And you know, the thing is that sometimes unpredictability can be a good thing. Like, it can be, these amazing things could happen. You could be getting a new opportunity. Something amazing could happen to you that's unpredictable. And yet sometimes unpredictable waves can still be a little bit startling or unnerving to our nervous system. And again, with that, you want to just let the wave wash over. So with good and bad things that are unpredictable this month, you want to just let those waves wash over you, meaning you don't want to struggle. You don't want to panic or react against it. You just want to let it happen and trust life. Like, trust that what is happening is meant to happen and it is happening for you. Each unpredictable thing that occurs again is making you new and stronger than before. So you just want to let the waves wash over and keep this visual in your mind. Anytime anything unpredictable happens this month, just be like, oh, another wave. I'm going to let this wave wash over me just like I did the one before. Okay, so let's take a nice slow deep breath into that through our nose. And a big exhale out through your mouth. Theme number four is really beautiful. Theme number four is all about deep belonging. Something is calling you home. Something is calling you home. That is theme number four. Something is calling you home. So that deep longing for something, for desire of something from theme number one, is that same voice that is calling you home. There's a voice inside of you that is calling you home, that's calling you to your truth. It is your authentic self. This month, things you've been denying yourself will be uncovered. Your wants and desires will get loud, and the voice inside of you will scream out. You want to listen to your heart's longing. Listen to what your heart is longing for. Your heart is calling you home. If you listen to your heart's longing this month, your intuition, the signs, if you listen and make changes in the direction of what your heart is longing for, this month will hold a fucking massive up level for you. You will emerge at the end of July a totally new, different person from where you started. And I mean, I am feeling this hard, like hardcore, I'm feeling this. If you honor what is coming up for you, the revelations that you are having, those pivotal moments, those aha moments, you honor what it is that you are realizing you haven't been receiving, but you have been longing for. You make the changes required. You feel into whatever emotional turmoil comes up. You let all of the waves wash over. You maneuver through that unpredictability. If you surrender to it all and you listen to your heart's longing, and you make the decisions that your heart is calling for, holy shit, the month is going to be such a massively transformative month for you. You will emerge a different person than you were before. So the question to hold inside you this month is, what is my heart longing for? How can I listen and honor what my heart desires? What is my heart longing for? How can I listen and honor what my heart desires? And here's the thing. Here's the interesting thing. The emotional turmoil and unpredictable changes that occur, more often than not, those are the things that are going to remove all of the blocks, the obstacles, the barriers that are hiding from you what you really long for. It's like sometimes things happen in our lives and it causes all this emotional turmoil. And as a result of that emotional turmoil, we get more in touch with our heart. And then all of a sudden, like, it's like we have this revelation, like something is revealed to us, something that we weren't seeing before. And we're like, oh my God. And it had it not been for that unpredictable change or the emotional turmoil, we never would have gotten to the root of things. We never would have gotten to what it was that we weren't seeing. So it all works together, right? It's all connected. And that's, again, why with themes number 2 and 3, like, you don't want to just ignore the emotional turmoil, get distracted, not move through it. You want to let it melt away your heart's defenses. You want to enter into the wound because that is where the light enters in. And that light is also your revelations. And that is where you are going to be able to answer this question of, what is my heart longing for? And how can I listen and honor what my heart desires? So it all works together. The unpredictability, the emotional turmoil, that is going to melt away everything that was blocking you from seeing the truth inside of what you are actually longing for. And that longing that emerges is calling you home to your center, to your core, to you on the inside. This is a pivotal moment in 2024 where you can really come back to you, to your heart, to who you really, truly are. Now, if you don't listen, it's only going to get louder and more uncomfortable in 2024. If you haven't listened to the 2024 energy update, you first of all should definitely listen. You can find a link to that in the show notes. I think I'm also going to re-air it this month as well. But 2024 is a fiery, fiery energy. To not get burned by that fire, you want to follow your heart and where it's guiding you. And when you do that, immediately that fire turns into fuel to support you. But if you don't listen, if you live in fear or denial, if you ignore what your heart is calling out for, it's going to burn, and it's going to burn a lot more in 2024. Like in previous years, you could maybe ignore what your heart is calling out for and you kind of like could get by, and maybe it didn't hurt that bad. Not in 2024. And ultimately, that's a good thing because you want to be connected to your heart, because the more you're connected to your heart and the more you honor what your heart is longing for, the more magic you are going to be able to create in your life, the more joy you are going to have, and the more you are going to be able to eliminate suffering. And that's what we all want, right? That's what we all long for. It's less suffering, more joy, more magic. And there's always a pathway forward to find those things, and that is through your heart, through your intuition. And so this month, there's going to be a big revelation that shows you that pathway forward. And you're going to then have a choice of whether or not to listen. And when you do listen, because I know you're going to, when you do listen, you're going to start to feel this sense of like, ah, there I am. That's my home. That's what I've been looking for. Let's summarize these 4 themes. Theme number 1 is an amplification of what you long for and desire, and a possible growing restlessness or unease that certain things haven't happened yet. You want to, again, not deny what you long for. You want to trust that it's coming in perfect timing. In the waiting, you want to look at what lessons are being offered, and you want to come back to the present moment and notice what you already have, and in the ways in which you already have what you long for, you want to let that gratitude grow within you, and you want to notice that you are actually okay in the present moment. Theme number 2, great changes afoot, which may bring emotional turmoil. Let the change occur. Remember, the wound is where the light enters. You want to allow yourself to soften, open up to vulnerability, get the support that you need, and let it all unravel. Theme number 3, this month will be unpredictable. Just surrender. Each unpredictable thing that occurs is like a new sudden wave washing over. As it washes over you, it cleanses you, making you new and stronger than before. Let the waves wash over. And theme number 4 is something is calling you home. You want to listen to that voice within you. You want to honor it. You want to follow your heart's desires. And when you do, you will feel like you are coming home to you, which is what we are all ultimately longing for. We are all ultimately longing for that sense of belonging and that feeling of coming home. And that exists within you. Now, who else in your life could benefit from these messages? Who else in your life is experiencing some emotional turmoil and would really benefit from knowing that there's a purpose to this emotional turmoil? Whoever comes to mind, forward this episode along to them so they can feel supported as well. Now, let's take a big, deep breath in through your nose and a big exhale. This month is going to be a massive up-level, okay? Some months, the hills are a little bit more tumultuous than others, but that's okay because you've got this. You've done hard things before. You've climbed difficult hills before. You have got this. With this episode, you know what to expect. You know what will occur. You know if some emotional turmoil comes up or some changes or unpredictability occurs, you know what to do with that. And again, you know, again, this can be, quote, good or bad things. There can be a lot of unpredictable things that are just really exciting, but they kind of throw your nervous system. You want to let all those waves wash over because every wave that occurs is cleansing you. And the more those waves come, the more they wash over, the more will be revealed to you of who you really are and what your heart is longing for. And as those pivotal moments occur, as those aha moments come and those revelations are revealed to you, you want to honor what you are being shown. You want to ask yourself, how can I move forward with this information in a way that expands and liberates me and brings more joy and magic into my life? You want to harness the power of this month. Leverage it, squeeze it for all it's worth. And if you do, I promise you, you will emerge stronger, more open, and more joyful than you were before. So take one more deep breath in and exhale and move forward to begin your massive up-level.